We live?
We're live.
Let's go, baby. Net positive. We are. What episode is this? Six?
Seven? Seven, I think.
Dude, absolutely just charting, bro. What? How do you look to see if the podcast is successful? Wow.
There's charts. There's like Apple charts, Spotify charts.
Somebody sent me Chartable.
Yeah.
Is that good or bad?
Yeah, we use them.
You do use them? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did read a bad review one, and then I was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah. That one is all you need.
Yeah, why did they put those on top?
The
those
bad
should be
ones?
On the bottom.
Yeah,
dude.
I don't know. Man. I don't know. They're trying to get clicks too.
Well, yeah, I respect it. They were, but the guy goes, well, John Chris, he's like his stand up. I like his stand up, but his podcast is tough.
There's going to be those people.
Yeah, but it's just climbing, dude. Absolutely. The podcast is just absolutely through the roof.
It really is.
Shout out to everybody who's liked the podcast, shared it, been offended by it.
Subscribe to it.
Yeah, subscribe to it. Found something on the net positive.
Yep.
We love it. And the all these, also the my special is crushing, dude.
Yes, it is.
Crushing. Because it's, dude, you know what I said about it? Like, it's good.
Yeah.
Like, it's good. I don't like comedy is hard. And also people love comedy and they want to consume comedy. And a lot of, I'm not saying like I'm a better comedian than anybody or but I worked real, very hard on that for a lot of years. And I see some people send me like clips of like other comedy. It's just, have you ever watched like me and my buddy, Aaron Weber and Ryan Long. We just like watch bad comedy.
Nice.
And it's just the best.
Where do you go to find it?
Well, it's a niche audience.
For sure. Bad comedy is a new niche.
Yeah, but it's like, dude, look at this. But I guess I think it's insider for comedians. Because okay. Other people, like if you're not, like you watch other people and you're like, and you read the comments, you're like, dude, tough. Because we've all been there.
Does that remind you like how far you've come?
Yeah,
kind of?
Dude. Well, I let me try to think. I mean, no comic is like, is that cocky. Mm-hmm. You typically don't see a comedian that's very like cocky because everyone's one set away from being like absolutely humbled.
Yeah.
Like I guess LeBron James, you know, I think the cockiest guy, I don't think he is cocky, but Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I think he's like a very humble, like Christian family oriented man.
For sure.
But he's just like, and I love Steph Curry.
He's
dude.
Also that good. LeBron
he's
posted
good.
Something that was
he
ridiculously
is good.
Cocky the other day. He posted, he was just, on Instagram, like yeah. from the side, like this, smoking a cigar.
Steph Curry?
No, LeBron. LeBron. And the yeah, caption yeah. was something like, the king just chilling. And it was like, oh.
He wasn't of himself?
Yeah, of himself.
Tough, dude. Absolutely tough.
Love you, LeBron.
Yeah, we let me see how I feel. I like LeBron. LeBron's my age. I graduated high school and LeBron graduated high school.
That's wild.
That's like my, like I was before, you're before Michael Jordan. You're after Michael Jordan.
Yeah, tail end.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
But you couldn't really, I watched, I guess, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady. I'm talking about my whole sports life.
Yeah, Tom Brady is that guy for me. For
Tom
sure.
Brady, LeBron James,
yeah.
Tiger Woods.
Yes.
Tiger Woods was before me, but he's still, how old is Tiger, 40? I've watched it. I'm talking about the whole arc of the whole 15-year career.
Tiger's 46. 46.
Okay, so he was in the game before I was watching golf, but
yeah.
Good for as long as I've been watching sports.
Yeah, and definitely like LeBron. Tom
LeBron.
Brady, those, I think, are two consistent ones.
Yeah. You know what we're doing right here? Just out here getting dude fans, dude. Let's go. I didn't even plan it, but dudes are like, because I think somebody, a bunch of people emailed. By the way, we read all your emails and we read all your comments. Not all your comments. I don't think we read all the YouTube comments. Do you?
Somebody here reads all the
somebody
comments.
Somebody here reads them. But I do read the emails, netpositive@johncriscomedy.com is very kind. Everybody's emailed very sweet things. And a lot of people have been said they are, in fact, our male fans.
Love that.
Do you have the demographic listing anywhere?
I can pull it up.
I bet you
can
probably find it. We don't have to do it right now, but we have a lot of female, but that's what we're going to get into, a lot of topics today that are going to cover both. Real quick before we get started, we have a sponsor. It's My Tour.
Hell yeah.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's not, we don't really have any sponsors, but we are going to Chicago this weekend. That is on, I want to say that's Saturday night. Next weekend, we're going to Lincoln, Nebraska. I wonder if I'm looking straight at the camera right here, can they see that I'm looking to the side?
That's at the TV? Yeah, they can see that.
They can?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, the veil has been lifted.
We can work on that.
No, we're not really. We just have a TV screen with all the dates listed on there. I'll do it like a teleprompter. Selena. People are all in my DMs like it's Selena or Selena. I don't even know which one it is now. Selena. Who cares? It's Kansas. I'm just kidding. Good people out there. Oklahoma City. We in there. And then Dallas. We're filming my special June 25th. And then we're going to New York. And then I'm taking all the whole month of July off. I think I'm going to go on a safari.
Good for you.
I'm going back to the homeland. I don't know why I said it's a homeland. That was racist. I take that back.
Who's homeland?
Somebody's. No, I meant like Lion King, like the, okay. The motherland.
Yes.
Yeah. Then we're coming to New York City. That show's killing. Richmond, Virginia, Des Moines. I'm just going to read all these. Springfield, Missouri, Boston, Greensboro, by request by me. Appleton, Wisconsin, by request by me. I love that club. Spokane, also requested by New Brunswick, New Jersey. I did not want to go there, but they made me because it's New Jersey. That's a joke. We love the people of New Jersey. Virginia Beach, let's go. Dayton, Ohio, Greenville, South Carolina. Or is that North Carolina?
South Carolina.
Is it? Who knew? Irvine, California. And that show's in like December, and it's already close to sold out.
Wow.
Irvine, California is crushing. And then we're going to Palm Beach, Miami, baby. Let's go. I think those are in December. So those are all the tour dates for the rest of the year. Come through, baby. And we have a big announcement this week.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we had a big announcement last. Was that the special?
Yeah.
Last
there's
week.
So many announcements
going on. Yeah, because a lot of things are happening.
Good.
Dude, how am I going to reveal this? I just pull
we
it.
Could, like,
it's a prop. It's a prop. And then I'm going to pull it up. I guess if you're listening, it's going to be irrelevant. But mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, let me get it. I wrote a book, baby. Look at that. I guess too bad if you're not watching on YouTube, RIP. But I wrote a book. I'm showing it right here. I'm just going to put it right here. Can you see that?
Yeah, perfect.
It's called Delete That. It's the idea came to us about every, like, I was in, like, I looked at, you know, that McDonald's made $89 billion last year. No, $25
billion. Yeah.
But then if you look on like the way we present ourselves on the internet, it's like, yeah, we're like kale salad, meal prep, and like sushi. What would you post? Have you ever posted a meal?
Not unironically.
Don't lie. Okay, fair.
Yeah, right. I definitely have, but like as a joke. Yeah.
All right, fair. I can receive that. Yeah. Like everything's people like, I made a comment about how I wake up every morning and I look at the tags. Do you have your Instagram tags on?
Yeah.
And so, but if you knew somebody, you get a notification?
Yes.
What about the other ones?
What do you mean the other
ones? The other social media.
Will I get
if somebody
on
tagged you on Facebook, would you get an email?
No, not on Facebook.
You
no,
wouldn't?
No.
Okay.
No.
And then I guess TikTok, if somebody had duetted you or something like that, you get notified. Yeah. So you go in. Basically, the whole premise of the book is you go in and you look to see which ones show you favorably.
Nice.
And then if they don't, you get
curate
rid of
that whole thing.
Yeah, dude, get it out of here. I was looking like this dude saw me yesterday at me and Lydia were at a like a farmer's market, like an outdoor farmer's market.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, what's up? Can we get a photo? And I was like, well, you know, I don't. This is off brand for me to be here.
Yeah. You weren't camera ready?
I was like, I can't be it. No, I wasn't camera ready. I wasn't wearing anything cool. I probably hadn't showered. So yeah. I untagged myself in that photo. But if somebody's like, look, if there's like a cool vibe around it, or especially there's like a celebrity or something, I was like, I'll leave myself in that.
Yeah.
A show sold out, leave myself in that.
Yes.
100%. What would you untag yourself in?
I would untag myself like bad angle.
Yeah, like just your body?
Angle. Yeah, like tough angle on me.
What, shirt off or shirt on?
Shirt off, probably untagged right now, for sure.
I don't think I have any shirtless photos of myself.
Double chin, maybe.
You out?
That might be out.
Yeah, maybe. But you look at it, but even if it's your buddy?
I might let him keep it. Depends.
Oh, my friend. Let's see. Dang it, we always do this. We're like, see if we can mention people by names or not. There was I can mention my friend Ashley. There was a photo or there was a post about me that was not, the comments were not being, let's just, I'm just, we're not,
dang it, dude.
What are you laughing at, dog?
Because I know where you are.
There was a post about me that was not received favorably by the internet.
Right.
Let's just say that.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. What are you going to do,
dude?
You know, what are you going to do? You can't win them all. You can't win them all, you know? And my friend, it was our other friend posted it, and then the girl, Ashley, my friend, said she untagged herself. I was like, she's like, do you mind if I go, I don't, first of all, I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But all good. Like, yeah. Like I don't want to be like, I don't want to be like associated with this. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't,
yeah. Her to see text.
I respect it. Yeah, I respect it. Yeah. She's like, basically like, hey, delete me from that. Like, mm-hmm. am I like, do I like, I guess it's this idea of like, did I go to, I ordered Uber Eats White Castle last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a high point or a low point?
That'll be a low point. Okay. 1,000. That's a net. It was a net negative. Ooh, that tough. Was a net. Oh, let me think. No, it was a net negative. Yeah, absolutely okay. Net negative. Also, the guy waited in the line. You know that White Castle down on Broadway?
Mm-hmm.
The guy said, I go, dude, I was like, cool. I go, hey, dude, like, what's the status? I just texted him. Yeah. Is that mean?
No, I don't think so. If it's been a bit, that's fine.
Yeah, but because it keeps delaying it and delaying it. He goes, yeah. The line is like wrapped around here. I go, yeah, and it's not. All right. I got no problem with that. I'm not, and then I was going to like tip him more. But then my Uber Eats is just leave it on the door. So I never interact with them. They don't have to knock or nothing. You do leave it on the door. Yeah. Do you have a door to the outside?
Yeah.
You do. Okay. So if you live in an apartment, they can't just leave it out there.
Right.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to tip this guy more. But then I never did. But that wasn't, I didn't, but what I'm saying is in the delete that, I did not tag, post, nothing about that. But if I would have cooked myself some sliders, mm-hmm. I usually if I make something that looks cool like that, I do send it to my girlfriend.
Nice.
I don't post it though. It's off brand.
Like, see, I do have skills.
Yeah, I do. I do for a very particular set of skills.
Yeah.
This one story, I'm going to tell you this one story that in the book, because I would talk about delete that, how we've been doing this recently. Cause you know, nothing worse than the ills of social media guy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that guy not the worst?
Yeah.
That person is the worst. Ills of social media guy sucks. You know this person? You know how they're getting this message out, by the way? Social media. Dude. Yeah. Get like the stats about how like kids are. That guy sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, it was this, you're doing the same, like, you know, that there was probably like, there was the ills of radio guy.
Yes.
There was the ills of TV guy.
Yep.
There was the ills of automobiles guy.
Yeah.
There's the ills like the
anything the ills like power
of,
tools.
Like the ills anything. Of the new thing guy sucks, dude. And I don't really have strong takes on this pod, do I?
No, never. That's never on this pod for sure.
That guy's terrible, dude. Just like it's usually a lot in the it's the like, hey, like. If your Instagram, if you're like having a tough time with it, it's like starting to become toxic and like bad for you. You're like, yeah, I bet our society will figure that out. And then you go, I'm going to put this thing down for a little bit mm-hmm. and go on a walk.
It's tough to put it down.
It is. Man. Yeah, but yes, it is. But we like get off social media with your telling us social media is bad.
Guy. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and like then it shows it is the best way to get your message out there, man.
Yes, dude.
So sorry about it.
Sorry. Or like, hey, I made bits about this before. It's like going into a bar and be like, hey, everybody, I'm not drinking for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, I'm not using a props. Yeah. Everybody's like, we get how beer guy is. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, all right, why'd you have to come in here and tell us?
Mm-hmm.
We're drunk.
We're going to ask you to drink with us.
We're drinking, dude. We're in the middle of like, I'm not saying this to brag in any possible way. I have almost 6 million followers cumulative.
Amazing.
I'm only saying that to prove the point. I left for 8 months. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
No. They did care. But they go, I came back and they're like, what up? They're good to see you.
Yeah.
I go, oh, yeah. So you don't have to, like, I guess I did say, I did make it a public announcement, I suppose. But now that I think about it.
Just walk this one back.
But nobody, like nobody cares.
Yeah. It's like that friend from home that you bump into that you're
nobody
like,
nobody cares.
Haven't seen you in 3 years. How you been, man? What's new?
If you go off the internet for a month, nobody will care. Mm-hmm. Nobody will care. If Kim Kardashian was gone for a month, I bet what day? This is a good question. If Kim Kardashian left social media for a month, at what day would it finally get to you, Alex Lagos?
Like realizing that she wasn't on social media?
And you don't follow her. So probably somebody would have to say, or the news.
I think
or
within a week. I'd see it within 7 days, I think.
You would?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give myself 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because not because I, but somebody else would be, and then it would start.
Yeah, you'd see it through something.
If she disappeared.
Yeah. Oh, well, hold on. If she disappeared.
No, but, oh, yeah, but just disappeared off, just was stayed in her house.
Just stopped posting. That's yes, what we're saying. Disappeared. Like nothing dramatic
no,
about
no,
it.
She no, just she stopped, didn't get okay. Kidnapped.
It's yeah, like, I think a week.
Taken six, the Kardashians. Yeah, a week?
I think a week.
No.
You don't think
dude,
so?
No. I think the whole month would go past.
Is she real? I don't. Is she really active?
You know what? I don't know. I also don't know that.
If she's posting like every day, all the time, then I think within a week. If it's more sporadic, then I think I might be with you on 2 weeks.
What about if you? I always think about this because I'm single. You're not, but mm-hmm. I mean, I'm single in terms of I'm not married. Mm-hmm. If I died, how long until somebody discovered me?
Yeah.
Do you ever think that?
Yes.
Is that too a morbid much. Thing to think?
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to give myself...
I think it's funny.
I'm going to give myself... I would love to know everybody's answers to this. If you died in your house... I'm saying of like you were trying to like plug in your something and you got... and it was done. It was
I think about that all the time.
Yeah, or something happened.
Yeah.
And your doors are locked.
Yeah.
Let me think. Well, in about... Yeah, no, a couple hours. Well, now because I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
A couple hours.
Okay.
Because she would text... And then I would be if after about 5 hours.
Yeah, that's fast, dude.
If I didn't respond,
yeah,
she would text my assistant and say, "Hey, have you seen John today?"
Yeah,
and then she would try to text, and then nothing. But they wouldn't come over.
Right.
That would be another. It would be within the day. Would be within the day.
Yeah, I think I'm within 12 hours.
Yeah.
Because I think there would be a, like, even if...
Because if anyone has a significant other, but if you don't...
Well, and even in that significant other that piece, it's like there's a grace period where, like, if she just knows I might be busy, then she's not going to worry.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, so there's that.
But come, if you don't respond to her from now till come, and you don't come home, six?
Yeah, yeah.
The cops are being called?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, my best friends are probably being called first, and then the cops.
Where have you seen Alex?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that seems about right for me. Yeah.
I was thinking about that yesterday, though. I was in here like rearranging the set and stuff, and I was thinking about I actually left the door unlocked in case anything happened. I wanted to make sure people could get in.
That's
here
what
to
I'm
save
saying. Me. I want to do
some. How dumb is that?
Andrew Santino has a bit about. He's like, hey, if you ever like. He's like, because comics are real. Comics are very like depressed, you know. Yeah. And he's always like joking about like suicide. It's like if you understand humor like that, it's a coping mechanism. He said, if I ever commit suicide, at least all I want to do is just not be in a one bedroom house or one bedroom apartment. Just like they unlock and they're like, oh, like,
you want them to have to like wander through some rooms a little bit first.
Not my joke. Andrew Santino's joke. I don't even know if it's a joke, but it's like at least be like successful enough that they have to look for a second.
Yeah. Oh God, that's tough.
Yeah, because I have a townhome, but it's at least three stories.
Right.
It's three bedrooms, but it is on three. So they're like,
look
all right.
A little bit.
Yeah, they got the garage. It's not in there. The guest room.
You want them to like say clear on rooms a couple
of
times.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
we're
yeah,
clear
yeah,
in here. We're clear in here.
Not like, oh.
Oh, you got it. Hey, he's right here. No, we didn't even have to look far.
No, he's here. Yeah, no, he's here. Right next to the ramen noodles. He's here. That's tough, dude.
Oh, God.
Did I ever tell you that darkest joke I ever heard? The joke in rehab about suicide. That joke.
I don't remember.
He goes, my buddy Warren. He was, I was feeling better in rehab, starting to like, you know, turn a corner, starting to be positive, starting to see the light, the hope, and the future, and everything, everything that's supposed to happen there. And he comes up and puts his arm around me one day because I came in very dark, very sad, depressed, lonely, like on the edge. And he put probably about a month in, you know, the sun's starting to shine on my face a little bit. The Lord is looking upon me positively. And he puts his arm around me one day. He goes, hey, man, I just want to let you know. It looks like you're doing great here. I really appreciate the progress you're making. But don't take suicide off the table just yet. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
that's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's just like, you don't understand how like therapeutic that is.
You still got options.
Yeah. Like to, as comics that were like, this is when we all lived in LA, the Andrew Santino joke, and we're all like kind of struggling. Like we're doing well now, but we're all kind of struggling. And that was just so like, that one room bedroom apartment, like like studio, not even a bedroom, like studio, like, oh, got it.
He's next to the stove and the fridge and the bed and the desk and the door.
And he's in between the stove and the entertainment center. Nobody's going to relate to this. They probably will relate to that. That is hilarious. But that's the whole premise of the book is like, I don't want to be, I think I said something about it. I don't want to be ills of social media guy. Mm-hmm. Cause that guy's terrible. Like, statistics show that kids these days are exposed to more bullying because of TikTok. Right, save it, dude. Save it. Like, I said to somebody the other day, like, if you said a mean thing, do you remember the first time anyone ever said anything critical of you on the internet?
Oh, the first time?
Or like, do you remember a significant time where someone was critical about like,
I try really hard not to remember those things. So I'm trying to, it's not that they haven't happened. They've definitely happened.
Well, that's good.
I'm just trying to find them.
The, we made a video, we made a commercial or a trailer about this book.
Yeah. Oh, and I saw it.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's funny. So I said, the guy that edits my videos, there was a comment about the editing because we did it like a, broke the fourth wall and showed this. This guy goes, the BMPCC 6K rig looks sloppy. You thought no one would notice that extra SSD holder on top, but I did. Like, I sent it to him. Because I go, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, it's code.
But it's, he, I go, I figured that would get under your skin. Yeah. And he's like, I'm so pissed. I don't know what any of that means.
The dumbest thing.
It's it's like them showing these cameras.
Right.
And a camera guy going, well, my podcast. And you're like, okay.
It happens all the time, man.
All the time. So the first time anyone ever said anything critical of me, I remember I was in Arizona about I talk about it in this book.
Nice.
And somebody's critical of, they thought I was like making fun of like women or like being a misogynist. And it took me down for months, dude.
Yeah.
Months. Now people say that about me like every day. So they don't say that anymore, but they say the critical things. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
But we grew up without the internet and now we have it.
Correct.
Us. Yes. My parents, if you said something critical about my mother, that generation of people doesn't know how it works.
Yeah, you were saying last week, like she wants to go show up at people's houses and be like, yo, you can't talk to about my son like that.
Yeah. And like kids now, I think have figured it out.
Yes.
They're like, oh, that's TikTok. They just do, now it's still, you got to still figure out how to, but I have nothing but tremendous hope for the next generation of, I'm not like, oh, my kids.
Yeah, no, I think they got it.
I bet a lot of moms will watch this.
I hope so. They can learn some stuff.
Well, they were like, yeah, it's a net positive.
My favorite comment on the trailer was that the funny thing is you can't tell if the whole thing is a joke or if this book is real.
Come on, James Paul Wilshire.
I felt that way when I first watched it, too. I was like, is this?
Oh, is it a bit?
Is this a bit?
Yeah,
or is
it's
this
not
a
bit. Well, it's funny. The book's funny.
Yes.
But it is a real book.
The trailer's funny, too. The promo.
Let's go. Dude, I told a story about, because people have been, like, kind of positioning themselves to look good since the dawn of time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a new, I don't want to be like, nah, with social media. People have been doing this for forever.
Yeah.
Like, you know the story of Peter in the Bible?
Which one?
Peter, they go, aren't you, like, they saw him. They go, aren't you, like, with Jesus? He goes, nah, dude, that wouldn't be. Like, that's... They've been doing that since day one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I saw it. Nah, that wasn't me. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing on the internet now.
He was removing tags.
He was untagging himself. Yeah. He's like, dude, I thought I tagged you in that photo with Jesus. Yeah.
It's the first untag.
Yeah, it is. The original untag. Yeah. No, I saw you.
Yeah.
Y'all were hanging out. Yeah, with Jesus with it. Nah, dude, that wasn't me. Then they ask him again. No, I'm pretty sure I saw it. Nah, that wasn't me. But we did this. Did I tell you about the cafeteria at college? We would always, when I was in college, it was like a Christian university, and we'd all eat it. When I was a freshman, you have everybody eats in the cafeteria with all three meals a day. So Sunday morning, this is my first time where I didn't like really, nobody was like checking if I was going to church.
Yep.
No, like no parent waking me up. No, my dad, I'm in a new, we go to church like the first couple weeks cause everybody's going to church. And then I was out late, on Saturday, and I go, dude, you know what? I'm not gonna go. I was like, I'm not, for whatever reason, I didn't go to church, but then I wanted to go to the cafeteria at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know what I did? This is a true story. I showered, put on like a church outfit.
Yeah. Nice, dude.
No, not nice, dude. I put on like a church, like a tucked in, like khakis with like some, at the time, like a cut button up, a polo or something like that. And I went to the cafeteria because I considered the alternative down there in like the sweatpants and like the frat t-shirt.
Yeah.
And there, what is everybody going to think of me? Mm. I didn't go to church. Mm-hmm. So I put on a nice outfit and went, and then I realized I did this for the whole year. And then I found out that other people were doing that. A lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's like the internet. That's this book. That's like the general premise of the book.
That's really
like
cool.
We're all doing a thing, but like, no, but remember at the time when Trump got elected, this is not in the book, but when Trump got elected, he was like, you couldn't find a person in the country that voted for him.
Right.
Now, remember, it's like now a little bit more like, but not at the beginning.
No,
you were like, hey, did anyone vote for this guy?
Right.
And not one, but he got elected.
Yep.
So, and this is not even a political statement. I don't have a side here, but I'm saying somebody voted for him. A lot of people, the majority of people.
Yeah.
But nobody was like, they didn't want to like be like public about that.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to position themselves in a certain way. And of course, I'm trying to think if this is a tell-all. It's not really a tell-all.
Do you tell some things? I mean, what do you get into?
It's a tell-some.
Okay.
Nice. It's nice. A tell-some.
The first ever tell-some from John Chris.
Well, I don't think, you know, when I was like going through everything in my personal life, I remember my like, would it make me seem less relatable if I said like I had a PR team that was like helping me?
No.
To say helping me like not say anything dumb?
No, I think that's good.
Okay. They were like, hey, John, if you're like drinking and in a hotel room alone with a woman, like we don't need to know. That's what they said. They go, we don't need to know the rest.
Uh-huh.
They go, no one is interested. Like you're already kind of already guilty. Even if nothing happened,
sure.
You're kind of already, they don't, cause I want to be like, all right, listen. And they were like, hey.
Yeah.
So that's what this book is. It dives into a lot of the stories about my personal life. And basically I lived my entire life to delete and manicure everything, and then everybody found out everything about me.
Yeah.
And then I found out that they still liked me, and that changed my whole life.
That's wild, man. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Anyway, get the book. It's on pre-order right now. It's coming out in September.
It's good that it's just a tell some too, because then you can write another book where you tell some more.
Tell some. I never heard
you
of
tell
it.
All. You're done, like, right?
Yeah, the tell some, dude. The tell some Chronicles of John Chris. Yeah. Yeah, because we got into that. We got into the topic of if you like favorite like I said in the video, my Netflix queue is much different than my Netflix history.
Yeah,
meaning my Netflix queue is what's in yours.
I got a lot of documentaries, like a lot of that type of stuff.
Yeah, like they make you like educate yourself on certain topics, some kind of. Or the stuff that they recommend.
Yeah.
But like, what's in your Netflix? I said the Netflix queue, the premise of the book, Netflix queue is different than the Netflix history.
Yeah.
History is like...
Reality shows.
I watch that Michael Jordan document, which is not bad. I watch a New Girl on there. Like a lot. Just put that back on.
Yeah.
What you're projecting is your queue, who you really are, is your history.
Nice. I like it.
And then I said the same thing about the your phone and your apps.
The apps thing is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't like looking at mine.
Well, right before we turned the cameras on, we did a thing about, I go, if you ask me what my favorite apps were, like if I was like on an interview, I don't really do like many. I was going to say if I was on like the, like K-Love or something, like a Christian, like, and they were like, what's your favorite, what apps would you recommend? I would say something, the app that I would be like, well, you know what? I love Wall Street Journal because I got to check. I wouldn't say that, but you got to check my stocks. And then obviously I don't really spend too much time on social media. This is what I would say.
Yeah.
I really like this app that monitors your screen time. Mm. And then, I used to have the CrossFit. It's like a bunch of gyms in the neighborhood.
Yep.
And you could see which one. I was like, that one I use a lot. And then probably the Bible. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
But then I didn't know. Did you know this, that your phones have the battery thing?
Yeah. Looking at it is disgusting.
Now you can look at it and you can figure out which ones you actually use.
What does yours look like right now?
All right. You go to settings, right?
Yep.
And then you go to screen time.
Yep.
Okay, first of all, I'm daily average 8 hours and 30 minutes.
All right, I'm 5 hours, 18 minutes.
I'm not spending 8 hours. Well, that's a job, dude. Thank you. I work on the internet.
That is a job.
Where does it say the apps?
So you can then hit see all activity from there.
Okay, yep.
And that'll open it up into all of your most used apps, your weekly averages.
What is this for the day? All right, I got to go to the week. All right, I got. What's your first? We'll do first at a time.
First app?
Yeah.
My first most used app is Messages.
Really? Okay, that's not bad. Mine is Instagram.
Okay.
Number one.
My second is TikTok.
All right, my second is Messages.
Okay. My third is Instagram. So our top three is the same.
My third is TikTok.
Perfect.
Yeah. Let me see how far down I have to go to find something of value.
Gmail is my fourth.
Gmail's my fifth. Productive. Twitter's my fourth.
Okay.
Notes is my fifth. That's like me writing jokes. That's work.
Yes, definitely.
Me writing notes.
Airbnb is my fifth.
Dude, you got to get your life together, dude. I would love to know people's top five. I would love to know people's top five.
Yeah.
Put it in the comments of the YouTube, or you can email us. All right. Let me see how far down I got to go to find one of benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got notes. Okay, I got Safari, that's probably YouTube, Spotify, Uber Eats, this is tough. Splice, that's a video editing. Editor, I use that. Camera, Google, Photos, Settings, Mail, Creator Studio, EG. Okay. Yeah, I'm having a tough time over here.
I told you, it doesn't make you feel good.
I'm having a tough time. It doesn't make you feel good.
No, dude.
Yeah, but the thing is, this is everybody.
Yes.
This is everybody.
Yes.
And that's the premise of the book. It's like, what are we doing out here? What are we out here trying to say? Like, I spend most of my time on like prayerjournal.com. You don't.
Right.
You don't. Anyway, we get a lot of that in the book. And then
speaking of phones, you want to segue?
Dun, 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 bam, bam. Yeah.
New emojis.
Well, we talked about this. I was going to bring this up last week, but we ran out of time.
Yep.
Does anyone know this emoji, put it up here on the screen or something.
Yep.
That melting face one.
Yeah.
That one's new.
Yep.
The melting face emoji. Dude, I think it's like the number one most used. Have you gotten it before?
No. No one sent it to me. I didn't know about it until you brought it up.
Really?
Yeah.
I get it all the time. Well, it's like a face. People know if they listen to the podcast and they spend any time on the internet. It's like a face that's melting. It's like a happy face that's melting into the ground.
Yeah.
And I would say, what's something that's versatile in like life? Like LeBron James. Just because we said something, we didn't say anything negative about him. We just said a thing about him. He's a very versatile player.
Yes.
He can play center.
Yes.
He can play forward.
Yeah.
Shooting guard, point guard, anything.
Yep.
This emoji is just the most versatile emoji I've ever witnessed in my life. You could say, hey, John. Want to go to the pool? That emoji. Hey, John, my grandma died.
Mm-hmm.
That emoji. Hey, I'm going to be late 5 minutes. That emoji. Bad news from the doctor. It's terminal. That's terrible. I wouldn't say that. Don't put that on the highlight. bad news from the doctor. I'm going to have to be admitted overnight. That's an easier one.
Yep.
Yeah. That emoji. Mm-hmm. Can you look up the definition of it?
Yes.
This would be very educational, but you got to watch on you got to watch on YouTube because all right, here we go. A melting face emoji, a yellow smiling face melting into a puddle. The eyes and mouth slip down the face. This is insanity.
It's written like poetry. Why is it written like
it still maintain a distorted smile. The quality lends to this image sarcasm. Okay. Can be used literally to talk about extreme heat. Natural, all right, that makes sense. I'm melting. Did you see the weather this week?
Yeah, dude.
Boom. Can be usually talk extreme heat, can also be used metaphorically to talk about embarrassment, shame, or slowly sinking sense of dread. Melting face approved of Unicode 2021. All right. So it's like that, you know, that GIF where they go into the seat? That's that, I guess.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. That one where like the Homer Simpson sinking into the bushes.
But oh, yeah. That's perfect. That's that. Yeah. 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 Oh, that's a great, that could be like, hey, like if I said, hey, you guys went out tonight. How was your night?
Yes.
That.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
It, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe it was, I'm embarrassed to say about what happened.
Yeah, I think it's that.
Dude, this is solutions, actually. I am learning. This is a net positive, this part.
There's a, There's some other ones.
Okay, I was going to ask you, but I was going to ask you about the blowing smoke one.
Yes,
because my girlfriend sends me that sometimes.
Let me pull up the definition for that one.
It's like a you know, this one is okay. The eyes are kind of like, the eyes are closed, right?
Yep.
The eyes are closed and it's a smoke blowing. Let me, before I read the definition, let me guess what it means.
Okay.
This emoji means, I usually get it in like, if I send like a photo of like me in like a cool shirt.
Okay. So you'll send that and then you'll get,
I mean, that back. Makes me sound like I'm sending that type of thing. Like,
like, hey, look at me in this cool shirt.
I'm not doing that. Or like, hey, like, yeah. What do you think about that? You're like, cool, what do you think shirt. About that? And she's like, phew. Like, I think meaning like, it's like hot.
Okay.
I think that.
Okay.
And then also it'd be like, how was you just got off work at 10:30. How was it?
Okay.
I'm gonna say it's either exasperation or a lot of hard work with no break, or like some kind of like attractive this type turn on situation.
Okay.
All right, let's see it.
All right.
Visual air of uses to represent relief, exhaustion, or a sign of disappointment. Or what? A disappointment or displeasure? That's the opposite. I would think pleasure.
So the shirts aren't as cool as you thought.
Shoot. No, but that's not how she meant it. I think she means
used to represent relief, exhaustion, or as a sigh of disappointment or displeasure. May also be used to indicate the exhaling of smoke.
Okay, not like actual smoke.
Right.
Like, dude, how's the vape shop? Like that?
It looks like this.
Or like, where, dude, you want to go hit you want to go to the dispensary?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing later? That means you're smoking.
Yes.
Oh. But there's also a smoke blowing one.
Right.
Isn't there?
Yeah.
All right.
I thought that this was more of like a sigh of relief, like a phew.
Because they're like, yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah, I just did it. Like, that's not gonna make it
Who
sense.
Decides? Who wrote this?
But dude, the guy that did the melting one is crushing.
Yes.
Could you imagine that guy in like the back of the meeting where they like propose him? You're like, hey, we got like a happy face, smiley face, wink face. Ooh, wink face now? All right. And this guy goes, I got a melting face. And they go, dude, his name's like Preston or something like that. He's like new. He's like on the back. He's like, what we could use is a melting. And he like probably made a mock-up of it.
Yeah.
And they go, dude, this is not going to work. But he fought and fought and fought, and probably in the focus groups, like, yeah, we just include. I mean, they have all kind of emojis that make no sense.
They probably weren't even for it until they read the description.
And
of
this,
it too.
And this one's killing.
They were like, oh, we get it now.
You know, like when you ever have like an older like guy and or company that somebody that is like, you can tell his social media is somebody came to him and says, you need to try social media. You can tell.
Yeah. I used to be that guy. Yeah, so I get that.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I used to be the guy who said, hey, perfect. You need social media.
Hey, you need to work on social media. No. Yeah. Well, okay. Speaking of, dude, did we talk about that last week? We'll get into the crying one. That's the light. We'll do that one. The welling up, not tears, the welling up.
Like the holding back tears.
Yeah, I think that means emotions, but what does that one mean? With the welling up of tears is like emotional. I'm feeling emotional, or like I'm very happy about something, right?
Yeah, I would think it's like happy tears.
Yeah, that would make sense. Happy, like I'm excited. No, not excited, but I'm like, oh.
Here it is.
Or like, hey, my welling up of tears, maybe use the expression range of emotion, sadness, anger, embarrassment, admiration, gratitude. Yeah, that one checks out. Like, I'm just getting, hey, how was the trip? I just finally got back to see my pets.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy who wrote the melting face one wrote this one too, I think.
Same guy?
Because it's good. Yeah,
yeah, that checks out. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, the emoji. All right, I get that one. Hey, I haven't seen you in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Happy tears.
Yeah. I was going to say about the, we were going to talk about that last week. We didn't have time about the Instagram stories.
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone else feel this way on the internet where like Instagram stories are like, they're 24 hours, right? Like if you say something, if you read, I don't think I've ever said something serious on the internet.
That's funny to think about.
Have you ever taken a serious stance on like a political or religious or social issue?
Probably not.
Never?
Probably not, man.
All right.
Because it just invites whatever that comes with it.
I'm talking about specifically on Instagram stories.
No.
Have I ever spoken about something serious? Like, I've talked about my own personal life.
Right.
And I think I on one hand,
right,
in 10 years of being on the internet, we said, hey, all right, if you talk, because that that school shooting was 2 weeks ago,
right,
or last week, which is obviously nothing funny to say there. But if you have a take on that or a post on that, you have to let the story expire before you go back and post your regularly scheduled content. You gotta sit that. You just gotta let that. If you're gonna post something serious, which I'm all for people sure. posting about social issues and either. I mean, you gotta let that one sit there before you post a thirst trap at the pool.
Because,
well, it's just like a lot of emotions for me, dude. You can't be like, can't wait to get drinks from the besties, and then like Uvalde shooting 35 kids, and then go back to like with this new Shein bikini try on. Like, I'm good to take in all of those things.
Yeah,
from these are my friends.
Yeah,
these are my friends that I follow, and if I didn't like them, I wouldn't follow them. I'd mute them or something. But these are people that I like.
Yep.
The queen of this, I'm going to say her by name because I do like her. I do like her a lot.
Get her.
No, I'm not getting her, dude. She's my friend. Nah, she's not my friend. Let me think if she's my friend. I have messaged her before.
Okay.
I'm going to say a total of, I already know. A total of maximum 5 DMs exchanged from each party.
Okay.
One time conversation. A lot of people are not going to know who she is. A lot of people, some of them might know who she is. Her name is Allie Beth Stuckey.
Okay.
She's like a Instagram. She's like let me think of how to describe her. If I ever mention anyone by name, it's usually because I like them.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a Christian. She's like kind of political. I don't know. That's the best way to describe her. She's like kind of political, kind of controversial.
Okay.
To some. I don't know. She's like in that circle of like, this is going to be funny. She's like in the circle of like, like I just imagine her being on like the Magnolia Silos with like Chip and Joe.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I don't know where she's from. I think she's from Texas. She might not be from Texas.
Yeah, Texas. It says Texas girl.
She's cool. And I like a lot of the stuff that I like. She's like
political commentator.
That's a good way to say it. Sure. Yeah. She comments on political things.
Cool.
But she's also funny.
Yeah.
And that's what it like. I was watching stuff about hers, and it was about like abortion, which is a very serious topic, and by all means is a hot mud issue
for sure.
Is discussed in the media all the time, and then she goes like, "Which is your?" I'm messing this up because if she hears this, she's gonna be like, "That's not what I talk." And then she's like, "What's your favorite pizza topping?" I go, "Okay, you gotta like." I know this was like she was working during the day in the morning,
yeah,
and then she was like cooking dinner at night,
yeah.
But me watching it, they're back to back.
Yeah, she like there was 8 hours between yes. the times she posted yes. the stories, but you see them two taps away from
yes.
each other.
I'm like, I'm like having an emotional like a reaction. It's like my emotions are like the stock market. It's like I'm good on both of these topics, but you can't like I think if you come to my page, you kind of know what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
This is but I guess if somebody works. A lot of people don't post about their jobs, I guess, but you go back and forth between these topics. Even if it's the next day,
yeah,
it's not the next day to me because mm-hmm. I didn't see it last night. This is all in a row. And I wonder if there's like the what would I call it? It would be like a grief sandwich or something like that. You go like fun, heavy fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like the depression sandwich or something like the, yeah. The what is it called? The EKG? Is that one of the things that go, oh, no, that's the.
Yeah. You're talking about the heart rate monitor.
Yeah. That's different. Yeah. 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 It just like, you go like, oh, you're watching somebody. A lot of people, I guess the girls that I follow that are in the, news, but they work in the news.
Right.
Like they work, they have to be like, hey, 3 found dead in a meth lab house fire. Anyway, 12:30 club tonight. You gotta give us a second, dude. I'm not ready. Like, but I don't really post anything serious.
Yeah.
You don't either.
No, it makes it easier that way.
Yeah. That you just let it, I guess just let it Well, sometimes I go if I'm talking about something else, and then I've switched topics,
mm-hmm.
but that's fine. But if I do a long,
you're talking about the extremes of this, like extremes
of like of the extreme like social issues,
yes.
like death,
yeah.
shootings, abortion, Roe. You cannot have your Roe v. Wade opinion right next to licking an ice cream cone. There should be a filter on Instagram. If you're going to post anything from a news website, the boomerangs have to be disabled for 24 hours.
or like they show you like the COVID warning thing. And it's yeah. like, hey, this looks oh, like yes. a cause. This looks like an great. Important cause. You Thank should you. Probably chill Insta- for a
That's
bit.
A great, that's a, I don't know why I couldn't get to that premise earlier. Yeah. yeah, the Instagram has to establish that.
Yeah.
Hey, this looks like, because they do that.
Yeah.
This looks like the topics that are sensitive. Because mm-hmm. whenever we got a flag on one of our Instagram videos, on sure. one of our YouTube videos, about it was sensitive content. One of them from last week.
Gotcha.
I don't remember what it was. But yeah, they go, hey, this sounds like, because that whole checkbox on YouTube is this about harassment, harmful things, drugs, guns, yep. all these type of things. And then you go, no. And they go, all right. So yeah, if you post, I guess the Instagram on the Explore page, they do monitor like images.
Mm-hmm.
So they can see outside of text, they can see what you're looking at and they give you more of that. If you love to look at trains, well, no, it's probably account based, it's not image based, but you love it. They'll give you more trains.
Yeah,
if you love to look at, I was looking at yachts the other day because I was like and I looked at the biggest, and then I started getting a lot of my
oh yeah page dude. Yachts. I swiped up by accident on a watch the other day.
That'll get you.
And now all I see is watch ads.
That's it.
So I'm not trying to buy a watch.
Well, yeah, that's a perfect example. If you post about something serious, which we're not saying you can't,
right,
absolutely
for
do
sure
it. But if you post about anything serious, all the hot button issues, you gotta put yourself on a timer.
Do you think that it's okay to, if you don't want to wait the 24 hours to elapse, do you think it's okay to go back and delete that story and Ooh. Then post, you know, back to your
Would
regular
you delete it or I
programming?
I was, but I used to say, like, you know, have you ever seen those their memes about like, hey, if you're gonna break up with your significant other, you need to let us know. Because we were invested in how Jake was doing.
Right.
And now he's gone.
Right.
He's gone from the feed.
Yeah, we need closure
here. And I said, I used to have a thing where if you're looking at a girl on Instagram, if he's below the scroll, it's a wrap. No, that's probably not true.
So if he's not one of those first like 9 posts or
whatever. Your wife is above the scroll.
She better be.
On your Instagram? Let me look.
I hope so.
Oh, on yours?
I hope so.
I mean, that's a soft. Oh, you might be in
trouble.
Well,
posts with her do better than any posts I do, anyways. Always.
Well, they do better with you.
Yeah.
Let me look. They do better with your crowd.
Yeah. Anytime I have her in a post,
dude, does she get a big head about that?
No, because I don't let her know.
Bro, she's picture 1, 3.
But 1's a group pic, right?
Yeah, but then this one.
Which one? Click on it.
It's in a red.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
dude,
sure.
She's on every line, yeah. bro. You're good.
All right, cool.
Now let me look at her. If you're in it. Because we're gonna have to bring it.
I don't want to sound like there's a major content strategy here of when.
Oh, you're in every line, dude. You're in every line.
All right, perfect. Yeah, that's on hers.
Yep.
All right, good.
You're in this one. This is third. Oh, you're out of it though.
Oh, she dropped me out.
No, but you're in it. No, but that still counts because she's doing a joke.
Okay,
she's like, isn't she doing a joke?
It's a bit.
Yeah, it's funny. That's funny. Yeah, then you're in, dude. And you're on second line. Same. Yeah, you're good.
Perfect.
This is yeah. And then you're on the fifth line. You're twice on the, oh, dude, you're money, dude.
All right, good. Yeah, if you're watching this, go to my wife's Instagram and tell her she needs to post more of me.
Just yes.
comment on her most recent post and tell her mm-hmm. more of Alex on the feed is needed. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, more of Alex. That's a funny, actually. But if I was saying, if you're like in this relationship, long-term relationship, I'll post, then just post like an ex. And then you can go on. I mean, that's probably not.
It's so cryptic.
But everybody knew if you posted that like a green or like a red X just on your, then everybody knows, okay, you don't have to go back and delete all these photos. Like you had a boyfriend before this.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
You're a human. That's okay.
Yeah.
Then you don't now.
It's back to your book. It's like, delete that. Like,
yeah, delete.
Going back and getting rid
of
it. You
can act like he didn't exist.
Right.
Just erase him from time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough move. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Maybe if you post something serious, just have the new topic.
Yeah.
Yes.
You need some sort of segue into
Ali Beth Stuckey. We need some kind of segue. Because I do like following her. And I do think I am interested. That's why it's tough.
Yeah.
Because I'm interested in both.
Yeah.
I do like the nuance of her opinions on the serious things. And then she's like, my kid's watching Paw Patrol. Or yeah. I don't like that. But or something very like, she's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's funny. So I like other funny takes on things. So you're like, yeah, I just like, it's fine. I just need a second. This looks like, that'd be hilarious. Dude, if you tried to get back on and like post something, goes, eh.
How many in a row do you think you could
do? No, dude, let me come on. Oh, but you try to go back and forth.
Yeah, if you just flip-flop from like dramatic to regular, how many do you think you could do before people were like, yo, what are you doing? They were
like, dude, you've made me bipolar. I'm bipolar. That's funny. You've made me bipolar.
That's how you catch it.
I think that's how you become bipolar. You go into the psychiatrist like, dude, how'd you catch it? I go, dude, I was following Ali Beth Stuckey on Instagram. I do like Ali Beth Stuckey. She knows that. That's funny though. I would go, I mean, you can find a serious take on anything.
Yeah.
Like but it's just the very, like the Uvalde, and then like, you can't go like bikini try on.
That's the worst, is the thirst trap one.
I'm trying to think if I follow. I don't really follow that much of that.
I have friends who thirst trap for sure. Yeah.
Now, what are you gonna do about it? Just that, do you feel like people have to have a take on it, like stuff?
No, I don't think people have to have a take on anything.
But people are like, that's what social media is. The people are overwhelmed with these emotions.
Yeah,
and they don't quite. I'll have a conversation with my buddies and I'll have a conversation with personal, this is not for the internet, but people don't come to my page and say, how come you haven't spoken up about that? Just not, I never said I was that.
And like, it's also okay to have a take and not post it. Like that's fine.
Wait, what?
Like, yeah, crazy.
Since when?
I know.
Whoa. I know. Say that again.
Yeah. I read that somewhere.
I don't believe it, but say it again.
Have a take and then not post about that take.
What?
Yep.
This is changing. This is a net positive.
Yeah.
This is absolutely and why we say that on our positive where we just have takes. Sorry, guys. A lot of takes. Speaking of, I have one. Is this take hot?
This one that you're about to give me?
Yeah.
I think it's a little hot.
Well, all right. Let me just.
But I'm also on the same side as you, so it's not hot to me.
Let me just do okay. Here's the best way to describe it. Like, someone please describe to me coffee. Just like explain it. Just, I don't, like top to bottom, I just don't get it. I never have gotten it. I don't understand drinking. First of all, drinking coffee has never done anything to me. It's never had any effect on me in any possible way. So that's probably the leader. I don't understand coffee shops. I don't understand brewing it. It's other people make it and it's free. I don't understand the subculture around it. I don't understand going to get it. I don't understand meetings at it. I don't understand dates surrounding it. Coffee. I would love for someone to email or comment. Just what is it? Like, what is it? I never have gotten it. That's like a thing that I guess people like in general, like a lot of people revolve their lives around this thing.
Yeah.
Do you drink coffee?
I'm getting off of it. I'm ditching it completely.
You don't like it or you love it?
I like it, okay. But I don't like what it does to me.
What does it do to you? It
gets me really anxious.
Okay.
And makes me have to take many trips to the bathroom.
Okay. Coffee does.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, first of all, I never drank a cup of coffee until 2019.
Okay.
First time I ever drank coffee was, I guess it's funny or not, is in, I started going to like AA meetings.
Nice.
Yeah, because that's all they do. With
yeah.
That. In meetings, if you know anything about the meetings, like in the recovery community, coffee is the thing they have.
Mm-hmm.
And you just like go make one, because everybody at these meetings is like, it's like church.
Yeah.
And the coffee is being in church too. Coffee shops in the lobby. Yeah, yes. Coffee's big in church. I guess because it's probably a morning thing.
Yeah.
And the culture, I go, everyone's like, coffee. And I go, I'll drink one. And it was like in a little styrofoam cup and the powdered cream.
Yep.
Some sugar coffee in there.
Mate. Yeah.
I hated it.
Yeah.
And now I had this like Teddy Graham coffee, iced coffee thing yesterday. It was good. But I just don't, like people say, I don't understand. Like, John, I heard you're not like a pet guy. I'm not a pet. I just don't get them.
Yeah.
I don't get the concept of them. Is that close-minded?
No. And
I don't
like,
get them.
No, but like, even what, like back to the coffee thing, like I don't really like the taste of coffee. I just like the ritual of coffee.
The thing. Yeah.
But like then the people take that even further too. And it's something way bigger. Like coffee culture to me is wild.
Coffee culture, I'm not going to say, I already had a strong take on this. I just don't understand that. I don't understand what we're doing in here. What are we doing? It's three. I went to coffee yesterday. I don't think I've been to a coffee like meeting in. First of all, I would never do that.
Go to a coffee meeting.
Never.
Yeah.
Anything that's happening over coffee, cancel it. Anything that's happening over coffee, cancel it. Okay. If you're having a meal, that's different.
Sure.
If you're having a business meeting in a boardroom or a conference center, different. If you're meeting somebody at their office meeting for coffee is nothing's happening. Nothing's happening in there. I went into Frothy Monkey the other day. There's 95 people in there at 2:30 in the afternoon. And I looked around and I go, this is why we're losing to China. It is. You know what everyone in Beijing is doing? Working.
Yeah.
And we're out here just like, first of all, I've talked about this before. Have I talked about this before? About nothing's ever being done in a coffee shop.
I don't think on the pot we have, yeah.
No one, nothing's being accomplished. Like I got a to-do list that's 5 pages long of stuff. I'm going to go home. I'm going to work on it as fast as I can, do the most things I necessarily, the most focused amount of energy and just right in that direction. And then so I can get done and go play golf or get done and go do 1,000 other things that I want. No work is being accomplished in a coffee shop.
I do like it for a quick meeting just because it's a light time slot. Like I'm not putting myself in a position where I have to order a meal and do all, you know what I mean? If I just want to get a 30 minute get together and go over some stuff, I'll do a coffee.
And where would you do that?
Wherever there's seats available. Like I hate it how filled up it is. There's always one person at every table.
Yes. Okay. We went there. We went to, I don't know, someplace in Wedgwood, Houston. It was a coffee shop. They don't have anything else there. They have coffee there.
Yeah.
And first of all, everyone has like a, you don't know if their mullet is like ironic or sincere.
Yep.
And you're going to have to do like, you go to like a country concert. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, ironic mullet. Okay, cool. You go to like, you're like, oh, like so ironic that it's making fun of the ironic mullet. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's too much. They got what's it called? Not vinyl. What are those pants called that are like corduroy?
All you do is rub your leg and I knew what you meant.
You know, those ones that are just like, oh yeah. They got that. There's music playing in there that would never come on Spotify popular, mm-hmm. never be on the radio. It's something that like you, if you Shazam it, do people Shazam still?
I don't know, man.
You don't do that?
No.
Nah, Shazam rules, dude.
Do you think, is it Starbucks' fault because they started naming their stuff different? Was there coffee culture
before
that? Who
made it cool?
That?
Like, yeah,
was there,
that, you know what I mean? Yeah, there wasn't coffee culture before.
There couldn't have been,
right? Not growing up. There was no coffee shops.
Right.
There was diners.
Well, and even in small towns and stuff, they don't have those.
There was diners
and
there was breakfast places. And then there was gas stations.
Yep.
You could get coffee. That's a great point. You could get coffee, but there wasn't a personality behind it.
Right.
It's just like, dude, coffee, drink it, go, son, go to work.
Right.
That's it. There, what is to sit down with your computer at 2:30 for their,
it's a workspace.
I hope the person that hears is listening. I hope the person I'm talking about is not here this podcast because I'd be mortified. There was someone in there. So we were four people and we were looking for like a tabletop to sit down at, and there was none.
Right.
Because everyone was by one person,
of course,
working
with a laptop
and like all the stuff out.
Yeah.
Like doing I'm like, hey, you're not doing anything. No, like Braveheart or like Schindler's List or like Shawshank Redemption. Like, dude, where'd you come up with a screenplay? You know what? I was in a Barney's Beanery, and the idea just came. I was surrounded by minimum wage employees.
Yeah.
And that's what let, no.
And it just hit me.
You know where Steve Jobs came up with the Apple computer? In his basement. Mm-hmm. You know where Bill Gates came up with the cure for COVID? I'm just kidding. It's a joke because I think you know where Al Gore came up with the internet?
Where?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. He didn't come up with the internet, dude. Come on. No, nothing. I went and there was a girl. I wish I was making this up. And I started to go. You know what's funny? We were waiting in line, and I started to go into this like not a premise, but like I go, y'all got it. And then like everyone that was with me was like not hearing me. And I was like, I'm gonna talk about this in the podcast. Fine, yeah. y'all are not being supportive of me. I'm talking about this on the podcast tomorrow.
You guys are being toxic, right?
You guys are being no. You're not going with me.
Yeah,
yeah. Just like and I was like the girl. Had it was probably this tall. It was a pinwheel of color, the color palette.
Yeah.
For like when you go to like Lowe's to paint your.
Oh, yeah. Like
that thing.
Gotcha.
You know what that thing is? Yes. Like the whole wheel?
The like little Rolodex thing of colors.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing in the coffee shop with the pinwheel?
It's the cheapest office space in town. It's like $7.50 for the latte.
Office space, though, dude. But it would imagine like going anywhere else and doing that.
Yeah.
Going to like Olive Garden.
Yes.
They were like, what are you doing with a laptop in there? Maybe.
Where's the bar?
Where can you not go?
Yeah. Where's the line for that?
Yeah.
So you can do coffee shops, apparently.
You can't. It's socially acceptable.
Right.
You can't go into an Applebee's. Well, I don't have internet. That's what encourages.
That's it.
You got to get the internet. That's it. We solved it. Solutions, net positive. Get the internet out of the coffee shops.
Yeah.
That's the solution.
That would end it all.
That would end it all. Get the internet out of the coffee shop.
And I can attest to that because I used
That's the best idea I've ever had.
That's really good. Yeah. I used to work out of the White Bison on 12 South and they had terrible Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And so I ended up going home and upgrading my Wi-Fi at home and then worked out of a home office.
Hey, you know what you did? You improved.
I became a man that day.
Yeah, you went and like, hey, this is, I used to go to the, I guess I used to work at one when I was in Denver, Colorado. I didn't have it. I went to one and it was a Panera and they had a time limit on it.
Ooh.
I think for that.
That's interesting.
Because they go, hey, y'all can't just, and if you're a coffee shop, aren't you trying to make money?
Yeah.
Why do you want these people in here? Go to any coffee shop. They're in the middle of the day, packed of people making trash screenplays. I'm sorry. You're not. There's nothing good. Somebody prove me wrong. I would love to know what good has ever come out of one.
Yeah.
What? You're like, you know what? I was just having a creative, like, I was having writer's block and I was like, you know, what would help me get around this? A bunch of minimum wage employees with corduroy and white socks and Converse. Like, and I'm not even taking a shot on like people that are like, not like doing well. I think I'm the opposite of that. I'm like the guy who was like, the guy that was driving my Uber Eats or the guy that like, you're in like, you work at TJ Maxx. I'm like, dude, good for you. You gotta work.
Yeah.
You gotta contribute. You can't, yeah. But I guess the bookstores, but those aren't a thing.
No.
Used to go into those.
The ones that are still around are also coffee shops now. So
yeah, they've
kind of assimilated to that.
Well, where would you go? But also they have all those like public workspaces.
Have you seen the people who go into like bars and set up their laptop on the bar? That exists.
Tough, dude.
Not like late night, obviously, but.
During the day?
Yeah, like kind of like happy hour type vibe.
Is there it's just like, hey, like just get on Tinder, dude. Like you're trying to meet girls. Is it dudes?
I've seen both.
Come on. What are you doing in here? And then the bartender, like I have pulled out my laptop at a bar at the airport.
Different.
That's different because it's different. A transitory. You're not in there for The bartender has to be like, you go. Oh, here we go with this guy.
Yeah.
He's going to be in here for 6 hours. Yeah.
One Bud Light.
Matt, he's going to be babysitting that the whole time. Going to tip you $2. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, we're good.
Yep.
But we're not.
No.
I just didn't understand. What I didn't understand about when I went into the coffee shop and there was all, it was, I'm trying to think, I don't want to be sexist here, but it was all, there was a, There were dudes in there, but the three tables that were full of one person, the four top tables full of one person was all their women working.
Yeah.
It could have been guys the next day and I would crush them too.
Sure.
It has nothing to do with that. But I don't understand how you see four people come in, look around, and then we had to sit at the bar tabletop, and like you don't go, oh, I should hop up.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you think that?
It's just like a claim your territory thing. Like that, I think that's part
of the culture. But it's not yours, dude. It's not your table, dude. Yeah, so if you have
that's the thought, is you want to get there early in the day. That way you can claim a spot and then you can work there.
So basically you're saying, are you basically saying, hey, I don't have internet at my house?
It's pretty, yeah, or like, I have a lousy roommate who works from home and I can't be around that. Like, yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Or I don't have an office.
Right.
Or I'm unemployed.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what most of the people are doing? They're working on their resumes. Mm-hmm. And I got no judgments to that because we've done the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have internet.
Right.
You don't have a house. No. Well, you're always, I just never have gotten coffee. I just want somebody to email and explain to me.
Yeah.
If they're, because we used to go in this, we went on that Winter Jam tour. It was a three month bus tour. We're performing at nights. We're on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you perform in Wichita, Kansas, and then you go to Kansas City the next day. You travel overnight. So you wake up on the tour bus at 8 in the morning. And the show's not till 7 at night. Mm-hmm. You have the whole day,
right,
to occupy yourselves. And everybody, they put a list of the coffee shops. That was like the culture on the tour.
Yep.
Like go to find a new. I'm pissed, dude. I'm pissed, dude. I go, I hate this. I don't want to do it.
You just don't get it.
I don't get it. Yep. But we were talking about other things you don't get, like pets. I don't get them.
Yeah.
I don't get them. Like
at all? Like, is there any scenario where you do get pets?
I guess, but people are like, I just don't understand. Like, I see people in my neighborhood like walking a dog. It's 7 in the morning and they're like scooping up poop from like.
Yes.
That I don't get.
No, that's why we.
But don't the have positives dogs. Obviously outweigh the negatives because people do it in love.
Do they?
I think so. I don't get. Like, if you say, like, what else do I not get? Like that, just people that are like NASCAR. I get people. A lot of people that I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
What do y'all do? It's just like drive left, go fast, turn left.
Sure,
that would be like that's the outside opinion on NASCAR. Go fast, turn left. Right.
Yep.
I fly across the country to go to these because I just love them.
Yeah,
I love the energy of them. I like the excitement. If you ever been to a NASCAR race and watched from the pits, you're like, this is the best thing I've ever. But I understand if you don't get it.
But you're not like NASCAR, you're not getting yourself a chore. Like you're not signing yourself up for a chore. Whereas when you get a pet, now it's all of a sudden.
It's a responsibility.
Like yes, you're giving yourself a responsibility.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Camping?
Yeah, I don't get camping at all.
I don't get it.
We have indoors. Why would we go outdoors?
I just don't get it. It's like one of those things that like I've always said, like if you try to explain it to someone in a third world country.
Nice.
Or like no, an alien.
Okay.
If an alien came down here and they were like, what are these people doing?
Yeah.
All right. Well, they see these structures here. These is their homes. Now they're going to go out to the woods where there are predators and animals and dangers.
It's uncomfortable. It's
very uncomfortable. There's no air conditioning. Yep. There's no trash. There's no showers. There's no running water. There's no heat.
Yeah.
They're going to
go back in time, essentially.
They're going to go. And it's fun. It's like a fun. It's fun. Is it though? Is it? Have you ever been camping?
When I was young and then never again.
Yeah.
Never by choice.
I don't get it. But a lot of people get it and they love it.
Yeah, I don't like it. I love the outdoors, but when it's at the end of the day, I'm going home to shower.
What is camping? Somebody please explain it. I just don't get it.
I don't get like marathons and road races.
Don't get it.
I don't understand that. Like I get
but working
it,
out,
I get it,
you get,
but I don't.
Working out, you get.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Marathons is a great one. And then there's like the Iron Man.
Those guys are insane.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, let me think. There was like a...
Wait, I don't even think I agree with that. I think I get Ironmans.
Okay.
I think I don't get road races.
Yeah, that's like the world's strongest man.
Yes.
They're like lifting a boulder.
Yeah.
That's like from prehistoric times.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
This guy's stronger than this guy.
You're on a different level of thing. for sure.
I do get that.
But so many people can run a road race.
Yeah, I don't get it. A marathon.
Yes.
Well, that's like being good at golf. Like my handicap, like I'm like 9 strokes over. Mm-hmm. Like if I wanted to be like a scratch golfer, like good.
Yeah.
I have the athletic ability, I do believe, to do that. Mm-hmm. It's going to take everything. I'm going to have to quit my job, quit everything to be out there to just hit, practice, to get down to like, I'll take a lesson to make sure I don't slice it into the woods so I can have fun with my buddies. I don't get I don't get a marathon. I've ran a marathon.
Really?
And I got never again.
Which one did you run?
The Colorado Colfax Marathon.
Oh, so altitude too.
5 hours. Yeah.
Sheesh.
I didn't get it.
Never again.
I never ran again.
Why did you? Period.
I avoided it at all costs.
Why did you do that?
Why did I do it? I just was like, I was at a place in my life where I was accomplishing nothing.
Okay.
Marathon people are going to be upset by this.
For sure.
That I was like, this will give me a sense of like, to wake up in the morning.
I get that.
I did. You know what? I'm talking myself into it.
But you can do that in other ways.
Yeah.
That's, I think, that where I get to. So, and that's why I'm like, it's an all or nothing thing, I think, for me with that stuff. Where
I'll get it.
Run 100 miles.
Yeah.
Or run 1 mile.
Don't. Yeah. Because 32. 26. 26. Yeah. Yeah. That's like, all right. It's not insane. It's right. Not out of like a human body,
right?
From like 16 to like 670, 80, maybe 7 can do that.
Sure. I don't know about 70 to 80, but sure.
Okay, we can do it.
But yeah,
you know what? I don't get. Well, I've never done it, but I don't get. But on the same vein as the like obstacle runs. You know those?
Like the Tough Mudder stuff?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Yeah.
They were like, hey, like a 5K wasn't fun enough. This is the most white people activity on earth. It is.
Through the electrodes and stuff? Yeah, like getting shocked
like,
and all
hey,
that?
Hey, people like in like Uganda are like, dude, this sounds like Thursday, dog. Like you're going to like, we're going to climb over some barbed wire fences. We're going to run through some mud. We're going to get chased by some wild animals. They don't do that, but they put like hyenas on chains and they're like, I guess it's the adrenaline of it.
I think
because there's like 70 ops, the color run.
Yeah, there's so many.
What are we doing?
Right.
Hey, guys. Hey, gather around. Guys, real quick, super quick, super quick. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Yeah.
It's 6 a.m. in the morning. Everyone starts wearing white. By the end of it, they're going to look like the Twister board went through the wash.
Nice.
Super quick, though. Super quick. Super quick. What are we doing here? Why are we here? The color run. That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
They did.
Is that for a cause?
Dude, don't bring
that. No, because I was gonna say, why not just be for the cause? Like, why not?
That's cool. I get the cause.
Just be for the cause.
Yeah, you gotta be for the cause. Yeah, just go run. Just say, hey, we're gonna run in white, and then we're gonna do that.
Yeah.
We put on there skydiving.
I don't get
scared. I get it.
How? Why?
It was awesome.
Okay.
It was so, it's like.
Could have died.
The illusion of dying, but not dying. Like roller coasters, do you get that?
Yeah, but it's not the illusion of almost dying. It's you almost died. Like, that's a real thing.
But it's fun to like flirt with death.
Sure, man.
You don't like that?
No,
like
that heights. Scares the crap
you
out
like
of me.
Scared
no,
heights
I hate heights.
You don't? All right.
Yeah. Why? So I'm going to be automatically out on skydiving for that.
You're out on that. Yeah. Like going up to the, what do you go to up to the top of the Sears Tower and look out over it?
Hated it.
But you get it.
I guess.
All right. Why is that cool? Because it's, you can see a long way, or it's because it's like, to yo, me, if I jumped that, off this.
No, it's no a wrap. Way that I can't even go there with thought. But no, for me, like I can definitely, I like that you can see further and like, it's a cool view. That's what I like out of it.
Okay.
That. But I don't like it for the adrenaline or the butterflies in the stomach.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Heights you don't get.
Uh-uh.
Skydiving, it was very like, I was like, do you want to go skydiving? And I was like, I don't know, I never done it before. And it was very like, all right, what's going on? And in the it just like scintillated your, like you were like alive. Mm-hmm. But a lot of those dudes that are like, that are into skydiving are like they live a lot of addiction. Like living on like the edge of like,
yeah,
that is like to jump like that,
right,
is very and then the rest of your day is, it's so low.
Yeah, I guess
it's so boring.
You got to be chasing that again, right?
Yes, dude. Yes. You got to be chasing that because it's so like that high is like it's like they could, you know, like what about crotch rockets, motorcycles?
I wanted one growing
up.
You did?
I don't get it. Loud exhaust. I don't get.
Don't like the loud exhaust.
Do you get it though?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I get that.
Why?
I get it for safety. I don't get it for like, it's just loud.
Loud for safety?
Yeah, so cars hear you. That's why they make them so loud.
Oh, for motorcycles?
Yeah.
Oh, not for like trucks though.
No. You're talking about trucks? No, dude, there's no reason there.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, no.
What is it? I would like to be, I guess that's what the point of, we started off talking about mini libraries. I don't get them.
No. Actually, we have a mini library update this week.
Do we?
Yeah.
What is it?
So the New York Public Library.
The premise, if you haven't listened to the podcast before, I did a rant on mini libraries.
Yeah.
My neighborhood, everyone has like a $5 million home and they got these stupid little mini libraries out front. They're like trying to be like altruistic and like trying to like save lives. Like no one has ever visited one of these mini libraries. They're an eyesore. They're bringing down the property value of the neighborhood. Get the mini. I know you want to feel good about yourself. Just, this is not helping. I just went on a long rant. And here we have, what does it say?
So this is the New York Public Library. They're giving away 500,000 books this summer for people to build their own at-home libraries. And they're saying, so this is the quote, New York City students and families have been through so much over the last 2 years. It's critical that during this period of recovery and renewal, our ecosystems of learning do all it can to support and engage them. That's Brian Bannon, New York Public Library.
And this is published by the Good News Movement. And I'm still trashing on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, good news? Hey, nope, we're shutting this down. Okay, first of all, they've been through so much over the last 2 years. Yeah. Enforced by you, dude. The government. Yeah, because of you, dude. It's like the city of New York.
Where were the books when you told us we had to stay at home? Yeah. Where were they then when we had nothing to do?
When you told us we couldn't leave our house, dude. Where were the books then, my guy? Nowhere.
Hey, you guys can go outside now. Here's a ton of books.
Yeah. You know what happened during that when everyone couldn't go anywhere? You know the first thing to go was the library. Yeah. And everybody goes, yeah, we're probably good on the library. And then everything opened back up and no one came back. They're like, hey, you want to go to the library? What? No, dude. And they're like, well, just put these books out in the for people to make their own. Why, dude? The New York Public is giving away 500,000 books for the summer to people to build their own at-home libraries. That's not a library. Are they talking about the mini libraries?
No, I think they're more so just talking about in their homes. But where'd all those books go? You know they're going to end up going into mini libraries or donations.
What's the deal with people reading books? Anyway, I wrote a book.
Yeah.
Dude, listen. If somebody puts, I'm gonna put my book in mini libraries. That's a great idea.
Ooh,
wait,
that's a good little campaign. I like that.
Wait, I'm gonna.
There's so many around.
Okay,
town.
Dude, there's so many in my neighborhood. I'm gonna write this down.
Yeah,
I'm gonna ask them for 20.
Yep.
And I'm gonna put them. That's a great idea. I'm gonna write this down. I'm gonna put them in the mini libraries all around my neighborhood, and then I'm gonna go back and check.
Do you want to do like a? Do you want to do like
a great idea, dude.
Like a custom dedication? Inside, like you can write a little.
If you open this book, you can come on the pod. No, not really. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Delete that. The tagline is delete that. Another failed attempts to look good online, written by yours truly, John Crist. And should I say in books? It is in bookstores, but are there bookstores?
Yeah.
If anyone buys my book and reads it in a coffee shop, I will. They can come on the podcast. I give them free merch for life.
Okay.
Anyway, dude, how do you feel about that, bro? How do you feel about the episode?
I feel like this is a good one.
We try to keep it in an hour usually if we can.
Yeah.
We're coming out this weekend to Chicago, and then we're going to, where are we going? Cities. We're going to Lincoln next week. Lincoln, Salina, Oklahoma City, Dallas, and that's it. And then we're off for a month. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you. Thanks so much for all the support on the podcast. Just... You know that the emoji, the stock one?
Oh, yeah.
There's the stock down one and then the chart up. That's us, dude. We're on the rocket ship.
It was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.